5208 Media.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome to Film Fracas, everybody. I'm Robbie DeShazer. To my left is the one and only Carter Spilliards.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, Carter? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
All right. Doing good, doing good. Glad to be back. Glad to be back. And over to my right, the one, the only, Phoenix Zarola, right here, everybody.
Hey, happy new year.
Yeah, it is the new year. We put out an episode in the new year, but we haven't recorded in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, this is our first recording in 2020.
What a momentous occasion. Yeah. Am I right, fellas?
Yes.
Can't agree.
It is a lazy Sunday morning here at the 5208 Media Studios.
Yeah, I woke up like 20 minutes ago, so.
Congrats. Impressive. Congrats on waking up.
You can probably hear it in my voice that I have not been awake that long at all.
I woke up an hour ago, but I still sound sleepy.
Yeah? Why you sound so sleepy?
I don't know.
Maybe you are sleepy.
Drinking water. Hopefully it'll...
Yeah?
That should, liven me up.
That should do it.
I'm going to keep talking and trying to fix my mic while you guys talk about your New Year's resolutions or something.
Oh.
Well, I guess this is a good time to bring this up. On Letterboxd, for those of you listening and follow me there, and if you also try and follow me on Twitter at Bahamas Phoenix, I've been trying to do in 2020 a weekly posting of lists on my Letterboxd page. I've got, I believe, 2 right now versus my top 100 of the 2010s list that I also brought up during our Best of the 2010s podcast episode. And then recently I just did my most anticipated for 2020.
Nice.
So if you follow me on Twitter, follow me on Letterboxd, you can expect weekly lists. It could be about what I'm looking forward to, maybe my favorites of an actor or director, or just any kind of list that I feel like doing. So you can look forward to that. That was kind of my 2020, one small resolution that I'm doing.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. I think I fixed my mic.
All right.
Yeah. By the way, just for fun, we are now working on some new interesting tech for 2020, and we're just trying to get it right. We're just trying to figure out how it works. So bear with us as we get through these first couple episodes of 2020.
Yeah, but once we get it right, we'll sound dope as fuck.
We are. We already sound really good. I'm just commenting that we sound very good. I also have a lot more power than I used to have. I can do a lot of cool new things like
bye-bye.
I can just drop that. If somebody says something I don't like, I can just hit them with a quick
fuck off.
So welcome to 2020, the year that this becomes the Film Fracas Morning Zoo.
Where we become a succession meme podcast.
Yep, here we go. And of course, what would be an episode of Film Fracas without our fourth co-host?
Hey guys, it's me, Brent.
He's just here in spirit. That's it.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything else. All he says is,
hey guys, it's me, Brett.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, and that's not even on the machine. Brett's just here. He's just really shy. And that's all he can say.
Just made him very shy. It's been a while since he's been on mic, almost a year. So just, cut him some slack. Maybe one day he'll have a lot more to say.
Yep. And Shannon, unfortunately, is still on vacation. So that's why.
Yeah. So that's why we have our fill-in this week,
Hey, guys, it's me, Brett.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop.
Thanks, Brett. Well, they know your name's Brett. You can stop talking.
Yeah.
Yep. Shut up, Brett. I feel so mean. Does Brett even listen to the show now?
I don't know.
I don't think he does. We talked about our horror season.
I don't think he has.
I saw him the other day, and he said, not really.
At least he was honest.
Yeah.
At least he was honest.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not just here to talk about how sleepy we are and all of my new sound effects. We are here today to... can I get a little drum roll, guys? Can I get a little... Announce the films for season 9 of Film Fracas.
Season 9?
Whoa.
I also have a ta-da button.
We're way past. We're way past and a movie.
We're way past how far I thought this podcast was going to go.
Where was the film, Fracas? Yeah. The film.
We're now film, at like...
Film the movie.
9 seasons and a spinoff.
No. I think one day we'll get there. day we'll be cool and have extra media.
I forget if it was Dan Harmon or the fans, but I think the extended version was 12 seasons in a theme park. So maybe we can get there.
12 seasons.
Well, we blew past the 6 seasons in movies. So. Yeah.
Oh, should we have done a movie after season 6?
That's what I'm saying.
During the dark days of no film fracas whatsoever?
Yes.
I guess the movie was that series of bonus episodes that we recorded in your room,
Carter. Nobody listened.
Nope. Lots of people listened to them.
It was like Carter on vacation.
It was so funny. No, it's so funny. Those got more listens than most of the newer seasons.
Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah, we're in decline, guys.
Well, you know.
This has been fun.
Good thing we invested in new equipment.
I was going to say.
Bye-bye. So, but we're here to announce the films for season 9.
Yay.
Again.
That's it, yeah. How are we going to do this? What are we? I mean, do you want to just... Our last 2 seasons have had themes. We're not stopping now.
Yeah, we do have a theme.
We have a theme. We have a theme song.
Because it is... it is...
It's award season.
Award season.
It's winter.
It is winter.
Winter.
We thought it best to kick off season 9 by doing Best Picture Winners.
Hey. So... Is that what you wanted?
Yes, these are all films that have won the Academy Award for Best Motion Picture.
Oscar himself has handpicked these.
Yep.
Oscar the Grouch, along with the accounting firm of Grover, Elmo, and Ernie.
Yeah.
It's still PricewaterhouseCooper. It's just Oscar the Grouch with a bunch of accountants.
Oh, God. I would love to see that, though.
He's holding the case. Let the Muppets host the Oscars, y'all. It's not hard. They'd be so good.
Yeah, the Muppets hosting really would be great.
It'd be so funny.
What is Disney even doing with the Muppets right now? Nothing.
Nothing.
No. Nothing.
Let Kermit the Frog host the Oscars.
And the winner is...
He'd be so good.
Winner is Green Book. Hey! It's not easy being Green Book, guys.
Then you can get the two old men and the...
Yes.
Statler and Waldorf?
Yeah, Statler and Waldorf.
Oh, man.
Miss Piggy comes out and duets with someone for the best original song.
Yeah.
She sings I Dreamed a Dream every year.
Yep.
Why are we not pitching this?
I'm saying Muppets host the Oscars or Babu Freak.
That was also a good meme.
Babu Freak, yeah.
Since we recorded last, Babu Freak has entered our lives.
Yes, we're a changed people.
We are a changed people. Yeah. We're a post Rise of Skywalker people.
Yeah, yes. This is we're officially in 1BBF. 1 year or 1 ABF, 1 year after Babu Freak.
ABF?
Yeah. ABF.
After Babu Freak.
Yes.
It's not 2020 AD, it's 1 ABF.
1 ABF. It's actually, I think, 0 ABF. I won't be 1 ABF until next December, when it's 1 year after Babu Freak.
Well, I think technically they went from 1 BC to 1 AD, right?
But in Star Wars, they go...
Well, that's because after battles.
But we're not in Star Wars.
I'm just saying, if you're basing your time system off of Star Wars, perhaps you should follow the same rules as the Star Wars time system rules.
So wait, so in Star Wars,
there's
the Battle of Yavin.
Yeah, there's a 0 BBY and a 0 ABY.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
They have year zeros. Yeah.
So the year, so everything leading up to, so I guess Rogue One
is 0 ABY. Is 0 BBY.
Like, yeah, and then the second that Death Star blows up, it becomes 0 ABY.
Yep.
Anyway, Schindler's
real,
List.
Some real nerdy. Yeah. Oh, Schindler's List is one of them. Anyway, yes.
Schindler's List.
Just gonna throw that. Yeah, it's a great movie directed by Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg.
Great Oscar Best Picture winner.
See, and I wanted to do Bridge of Spies, but it didn't win, unfortunately.
No.
I'm kind of glad you didn't.
Yeah, Schindler's List is better.
But. It's the most fine movie. Speaking of that, Phoenix and I have a fight that's going on. But
yeah, off mic. We can put it on mic if you want.
We can put it on mic. 1917, really good.
1917, good.
I'm not good. Saying it's my favorite of the year.
It's a high-pitched good. It's good.
Well, no, high-pitched good sounds like it's bad.
No, it's not bad. It's
that
just,
sounds like a sarcastic
good. He definitely good. Liked it. He gave it 3 stars.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's a very good movie that it's fine to watch once, and then, I mean, I'll probably never revisit it because...
You were just spitting some vitriol on Twitter about the...
Yeah, it just, it kind of, it falls into a category of, like, some movies that the Oscars pick for Best Picture that I don't... I was trying to think if any of them on here follow it.
I can agree that I can agree with you that like systematically the Oscars have a problem with like, but I don't necessarily think that it checks all those boxes you put it on.
Okay, I think it does.
I think it has a lot of heart and meaning. That's the one that I really take.
Yeah, my thing was it felt like a Call of Duty level as a movie. Like
there were parts of it that definitely did. Yeah. A lot of the walking through trenches and talking to each other felt like a cutscene. Yeah.
And like the two main guys, like they were just like the one other person you have a friend in those Call of Duty games or whatever. And that's like their build up of friendship. So I was like, I've kind of seen this story before. And even like the larger story just felt like Saving Private Ryan, which, you know, we've all kind of seen before. So I was like, what else am I supposed to get from this? And I don't know what else I got.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I have a whole theory that I'm working on, like just writing out about how it's an anti-war satire with lots of meta commentary about the war genre in general.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly revolving around the fact that like, if this had been a Saving Private Ryan type movie, this would have been a movie about Benedict Cumberbatch and Colin Firth in two separate bunkers, like fighting about the plans to march or what, you know. Whereas, you know, it would start with like, oh, we're going to send the message. And then it would be a lot of like fretting over what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Whereas this was a lot more about like, yes, like war is the story of big generals and commanders and stuff played by big names who like make these decisions. But like, they're also playing with the lives of like relatively unknown people who, you know, the most they're going to get is a little bit of recognition.
Yeah.
So like, I see like, the story is that, you know, if this were a war movie or of the standards of past war movies, this would be about Mark Strong and Benedict Cumberbatch and Richard Madden.
Yeah.
But, like, it's about, this one's about the little guys who, like, are the ones actually risking their lives. And
right. And I see that. Maybe I'm just also feeling a little jaded on it just because, like, a few years ago we just had Dunkirk come out. And it feels like... similar, where like Dunkirk.
I have not seen Dunkirk, and I feel bad I haven't seen Dunkirk.
So yeah, like, it's like also really about like the terrors of like war, and like you really get a sense of like all the soldiers, like the people like with their feet on the ground, and kind of the same like.
It is very similar.
Yeah, kind of the same sensation, and I also, I would say, think that one's better anyways. So then, even this is also still kind of damping, like my appreciation for it, and it is good. It's a good movie, and. It's just something that I wasn't too amazed with.
Yeah. Well, we won't know really anything about it till tomorrow, as of recording this, is when the Oscar nominations come out, right?
It's true, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Maybe we should have recorded this after knowing what was going to happen.
Hashtag cats for makeup.
We'll see.
No.
No.
It'd be visual effects.
Would it, though?
No.
It's digital. I mean, it's digital fur technology.
You're right. Yeah. If they were to be nominated for something, it would be digital effects. But did they excel at it?
No.
No. Anyway.
All right. Do y'all want to do another movie?
I was just going to say, Schindler's List. Wrap up my thing was, I may be also a little bit crazy right now because I'm rereading Slaughterhouse-Five, which is the best anti-war satire.
Which is great,
So anything about war right now, I'm like, oh, yeah. The director hates this.
Yeah.
That's what it is, that's right?
Fair. I think, I don't know that it's a I don't know that 1917 is a satire.
I wouldn't call it a satire, but I would call it a meta commentary.
Maybe, yeah. It seems very genuine because it's like him telling the story of his grandfather.
Yes. There's a lot of genuine stuff in there, but like you can still tell a genuine story while commenting on.
I mean, yeah. I mean, all war films are a commentary.
Right.
But yeah. All war stories are a commentary. In all podcasts, also commentary.
War horse?
War?
Not on our list.
What is it good for?
Huh.
Jesus. I'm going to say The Godfather. That's another one.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Francis Ford Coppola's opus.
Yeah, the second best all of the trilogy.
Mr. Coppola's opus.
You want to fight, Phoenix? I'll crawl over this table.
You
want a
fracas?
I do. This won't be the...
Yeah, Phoenix.
This will not be the only time I bring this up in the season, but...
Just know every time you bring it, I'm going to make Robbie hit that red button.
Which red
button? Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time you say Godfather 2 is better. Godfather 2 is very good.
Every time you say Godfather 2 is better?
Yeah.
I thought he was saying that Godfather 3 deserved to be on the same pedestal as...
No.
He was just saying Godfather 2 is better than Godfather 1, which I disagree with.
I don't know how I feel. I haven't watched both movies back to back in a while.
Godfather 2 is very good.
Actually,
they're both very good.
The last time I watched all three, I watch them all in a row,
Godfather 2 is like two movies.
Two really, really good, really well constructed, well interlaced.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay. Deserve that.
I was just gonna stop you before you started digging yourself a hole.
That's fair. But, you know, The Godfather's an excellent movie. I'm excited to talk about it this season.
Yes. I'm really excited for it. Yeah. Has everyone seen all of the movies that are on our list? Or there's,
okay, I have not seen On the Waterfront.
On the Waterfront is one of our movies as well.
And I haven't seen one you picked.
Which one I picked? Grand Hotel?
Yeah, I hadn't even heard of that.
Love Grand Hotel.
Yeah, still excited to watch that.
Excited to watch it. Never seen it.
It's a fantastic piece of cinema. Yeah, I'm excited. It's one of the early star-filled vehicles ever made. Just like a lot of big names of the time all coming together and doing some of their best work, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we're revealing that I picked that one, but
it's funny.
I guess I'm making all three of you watch it. So.
Yeah, it's okay.
Everyone's talking about their first time, and I'm like, oh, guys, who liked Grand Hotel? Let's dig into this. I'm excited.
Neither of us had heard of it.
Yeah, neither of you had heard of Grand Hotel.
That's true. Yeah, when you recommended it, I genuinely thought that you meant to say Grand Budapest Hotel, and I was like, that didn't win.
Did not win.
And then I looked it up, and I was like, nope, it's a movie.
It's from the 30s.
Yeah.
It's probably our oldest film we've ever done on the show.
Yeah, I think so.
Hell yeah.
1932.
Yeah. Never thought I'd be the one to crack that nut.
You did it.
Bringing us into a new decade here, guys.
What's good about it that you're excited to talk about?
What's good about it? I think it's well written. I think the production design is absolutely fantastic. I don't know. There's just a lot going on.
It's the only Best Picture Oscar winner not to be nominated for any other Academy Awards. Oh. So it's the best movie, but everything else, terrible.
No. Well, we'll make that judgment call watch it.
We'll see. I'm excited to watch it. I first watched it a couple of years ago for a... film class, and so it was...
So you weren't just flipping channels, and we're like, ooh, 1932's Grand Hotel, Best Picture winner.
Well, you know, I have Google Glass playing TCM at all times.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I still really bought into Google Glass.
I have six pairs of it.
You were just at Zilker Park watching Grand Hotel.
I'm driving.
On a picnic blanket. Oh, God.
I'm driving, and one lens just
watching out of the corner of your eye.
Yep. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
That's how you win.
Another one. Yeah, this is how I win.
That's what I need to get. Adam Sandler saying, holy shit, I'm going to come
as a button.
Or did you see Goofy?
The Goofy one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one's great. Corey showed me that one.
Oh, cool. I'm not going to do it.
Another one I haven't seen that we're going to do, and I'm excited to do, is Chicago.
Chicago.
It's good.
Yeah, and for those of you listening who were like, where's Chicago on the musical season?
It's here.
We kept it for this reason. We knew we were going to do Best Picture winners.
So. Are you back creating a narrative about...
I thought we talked about
that. Yeah, we did talk about that.
I guess we did talk about it a little bit.
We said
if we do Oscars, we should save Chicago.
That's right. But then when we made our list of Best Picture winners, at first Chicago wasn't on there.
Yeah, which is when we were like, I remember being like, oh, well, then we probably should have done it. But we got it in there.
Then we convinced some people to do stuff with scores in it so they don't kneecap
their picks.
Yeah. being automatic.
Right off the bat, it's like, losses. These don't have a score.
So sorry, No Country for Old Men.
Yeah. Get out of here. I just watched it. It is very good.
Yeah. I wanted to save my take for being like, what if the best score is no score?
I hate this.
But then I can't do that anymore.
Did we already say On the Waterfront?
Yes.
I've never seen it. So I haven't seen it either. I can't speak to it either.
It's good.
Okay.
It, good. I hear it won Best Picture.
Yeah. Oscar himself.
Other than that, we've got, what, 3 more movies to talk about? So first, Sylvester Stallone's opus, Rocky.
Great movie.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch it.
I think this is a fun one to talk about because it's both an Oscar winner, but also kind of a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Kind of like a wide appeal film. It's one of the rare times
it's a big mass appeal movie that was also the best movie that he
did. It's one of those rare times when those kind of intersect.
I would say that Godfather, or maybe it's just because of the following it's gained since then, but I would say that Godfather is also pretty mass appeal. A lot of people watch it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Not necessarily caring about its status as a best picture winner.
It's true. But even Rocky kind of feels more like average Joe, like people can like, you know? Like The Godfather still has a level of like there's high art to it.
There's an approachability to Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky definitely seems like, you know, it's like a sports movie. It's just really well done.
I remember the first time I watched Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend in elementary school who was a big fan of those movies. And we watched all of them leading up to the release of Rocky Balboa. So, guess what my favorite Rocky movie is?
The first one.
Yes. I do have a soft spot in my heart for Rocky 2. I think Rocky 2 is pretty good. Then they get into kind of 80s action flick.
I've actually never seen any of the sequels. I've only seen the first Rocky.
Rocky?
And Creed. You've seen Creed.
Nope.
You haven't seen Creed?
No. Or Creed 2.
I didn't see Creed 2.
I saw Creed 2. It's fine.
Tell us about Creed 2,
Carter. It's fine.
Creed 2.
Now an entirely unapproachable Best Picture winner, Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
Is it unapproachable? I don't know if it's unapproachable.
I think this is an incredibly unapproachable movie. It's good.
I love this movie.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
But it's not one that you got a lot of people being like, ooh, let's watch Birdman.
It was the... so I was just weird is what you're telling me? Oh,
like,
no.
If you went to a group, I'm just saying, like, right now, if you went to a group of 50 people out, like, in a park, and were like, who wants to go watch Birdman?
Or the Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
I always actually start with, who wants to watch The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance? Or Birdman? But
I think this movie is, like, really good, but I think it might have, like, it might be not remembered as fondly just because everyone just remembers it beating Whiplash and Boyhood and Budapest Hotel and all these other movies that everyone was really passionate about, which
I will say
it's not the movie's fault. It's just, there was just a lot of good movies that year.
Yeah,
that's true.
That year was stacked. And I remember though, because I remember this being kind of one of the first Oscar years I cared about and that I tried to watch a whole bunch of the movies. And I remember rooting for Birdman to win. Mostly because I was in high school theater and everyone was excited about that Michael Keaton comeback because it was
I do like Michael Keaton.
It's a tour de force of his acting ability.
Yeah.
So I do think fondly to it because it was one of the first like movies I rooted for to win and kind of got that, hell yeah, it won.
It was, I think that year I just had a bunch that I had... Like three I would hope would win, and then one I just really didn't want to win, which was Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, because you hate Wes Anderson.
Yeah. So I was just excited that it won. Not for like any reason. I was just like, there's a lot of good movies this year. I hope one of the ones I really like gets picked. And it did.
But what movie don't you like?
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, fuck
okay.
Off.
I'm just gonna get this out of my system in this bonus episode before we get into a real season of discussion.
Yeah. Which is fair. This is where all the like more of the hot takes come out.
Yeah.
Anyway, we only have one movie left.
Bye-bye. Say it with a Boston accent.
Bye-bye. The Departed.
There you go.
The Departed.
Martin Scorsese's...
Scorsese.
The one he finally won an Oscar for. Is it his best movie? Nope. Still good, though.
I love this movie.
It's not good, fellas.
And he could maybe win a second one.
Yeah.
This year.
Once again, for something that isn't his best movie.
Yes.
Yes.
But then again, who's going to go back and give Goodfellas the best picture?
I would go. I would stop the presses.
Yeah.
And go back and give Goodfellas an honorary Oscar for best picture.
I would just be like.
Once again, this is the beginning of Carter's run for Academy president.
Yes. Me and Laura Dern.
Oh, you're running with Laura Dern.
Yeah, we're going to do
a joint presidency.
Joint ticket. Mainly because I just want to hang out with Laura Dern.
Well, and her new boyfriend, Baby Yoda.
Yeah, and she's big in the Academy.
Yes.
She does a lot of Academy politics.
That is a fact.
She does. And apparently she's dating Baby
Yoda. She's dating Baby Yoda, yeah. She saw him in a basketball game.
She saw him in a basketball game.
Where they met.
Now they're seeing each other a little bit more.
Yes.
I still think she thinks Timothy Chalamet is Baby Yoda.
No, she knows. She was in Star Wars. She knows who Baby Yoda is.
We'll see.
Does anyone who was in Star Wars actually know what Star Wars is?
Diego Luna knows a lot about Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, yeah. Diego Luna's all about Jabba.
But that's all balanced out by the lack of care that Christopher Lee had about the broader world of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just like, why not?
He was like, well, of course.
He's like, my best friend Peter Cushing did it, so I can too.
Yeah.
And, it's definitely balanced out by the lack of care that Alec Guinness had for it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which... Carter didn't text me back yesterday about that thing I said.
What?
I said something about John Boyega, and it was...
I did text you back.
Did you text me back? Yes. And I just
I immediately responded to you.
You're talking about your Boyega?
Literally a minute later.
I didn't see it. It didn't come... No, I didn't get it.
That's weird. I definitely sent
Didn't send to me. Oh. That is a good response.
Guess he's got an Android.
Somebody's got an Android.
Yeah, it says it's sent, so.
Yeah, try sending me another text.
Or send it through iMessage. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Fuck off.
You have an iPhone. Why would you do that to me?
No, I was telling Carter to fuck off.
Oh, okay.
Me?
Oh, that may be the worst one.
This is gonna be a thing, isn't it?
Nope. I told you I'm getting it all out this episode.
Okay.
We're gonna come back next week, and it's just gonna be these four.
Okay.
No other sound effects.
Thank goodness, because this is too much powered.
We'll just have to have it rotating every week. Oh,
God.
I'll just sit with my finger over the fuck off button. You'll hear it so much.
It's just only you talking when everyone else talks. Just keep hitting
the fuck off button.
Everyone's just...
All right, anyway, back to me.
Bye-bye.
Is that all the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in recap...
Yeah, just rack...
We have... where did my list go? We have On the Waterfront, Chicago, The Godfather, Schindler's List, Grand Hotel, The Departed, Birdman, or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance. I want the title. And Rocky. Well, you need to do the bum ba da dum ba da dum ba da dum for Rocky.
I only have 8 buttons, and one of them is devoted to this.
I was very entertained by the times you would hit the button and it would not go because it was still going from the last time.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Anyway, well. Me,
Brett.
Hey, Brett, thanks for communicating.
Brett, thanks for being here.
Yeah. All right. So we're excited. I'm excited. I need to watch a lot of these movies.
I need to watch all of them. I haven't watched any of them yet for this.
You've never seen a movie.
I've never seen a film.
Yeah.
I have seen a movie, but I've never seen a film.
How much Kino have you seen?
Because I experience film. Right. I don't see it.
Fuck off.
that deserved that one.
Yeah.
That one
was
I take my Kino needed. Intravenously.
An IV of Kino.
Just inject it straight into my veins.
Yeah.
Silver nitrate and all.
I hate this. I just keep thinking about it, and it's so upsetting.
I like to think it's like a film reel on an IV stand, and then the film is like coming down into like an IV, and it's just unspooling into my arm.
24 frames at a time. Yeah,
24 frames per second. It's just the full speed.
That is
all I'm thinking of, though.
I wish I was an artist. I would draw that. That'd probably be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's commission some art.
You get a lot of hits on film Twitter.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking about is... Also, the opposite of that, which would be you like in an alley with like one single frame of film just
under us in a spoon,
just like melting it.
Oh no!
just jonesing the whole time.
The Dave Chappelle, you got any Kino?
Fuck. All right. This has been our R-rated episode.
Yeah, that. Apparently.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
This is the double explicit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to...
Grandma, don't listen.
This is what happens when you record on a lazy Sunday and you wake up like 20 minutes later.
You wake up in the late afternoon?
Yeah. 6 a.m.
I don't have any grandmas.
Day after Christmas.
Anyway, that was...
my new remix of Brick.
Film Fracas.
Yeah.
The announcement episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we do recommendations or we just...
I think we just do plugs. I think we just do plugs.
And Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year, everyone.
You can find me on Twitter at CA Spilliards, like spill something yard and add an S. I tweet now. You should have that one as a soundbite.
I tweet now?
That could be a good one. Follow me at BombSPhoenix on Twitter. I tweet things you like, hopefully. And yeah, follow me on Letterboxd if you can. Though if you want to catch the weekly list, it's also on my Twitter. I keep it updated. So send me up there.
Hey, guys. It's me, Brett.
Yeah. Okay, and Brett wants you to follow him at Brett JHSN1 at Twitter.
J-H-S-N.
It's just Jensen.
Yeah.
S-N-1. No vowels.
No vowels.
No vowels, yeah.
One on Snapchat. And Twitter.
He does not watch a lot of movies and give them thumbs up or thumbs downs anymore.
Not anymore.
That's okay.
He did put out a poll as to what he
and then never told us what he watched.
I asked him. He's still taking in responses.
Ah. Hey guys, it's me, Brett.
Love you, Brett.
We miss you. We miss you.
Hope you get over your shyness one day.
Yep.
And say more words.
Yeah, and you can follow me on Twitter at Robbie D. Shazer. I post a lot about doing some live shows with different improv troupes in the Austin area if you want to come out and see that. I will plug one specific show. Saturday, February 22nd at 11 p.m., which is a late night show. Some of the most talented improvisers I have ever worked with from the two troupes, King Guillotine and All Men, are putting on a pilot show called It's Your Funeral. We're really excited about it. We've worked really hard for it. If we can get a lot of people to show up for that, we might get a full main stage run of that show at Cold Town Theater. So follow me on Twitter. I'll be posting more information and a ticket link when that is available.
Sounds like we need to go to that one.
You should.
Yeah, what day is it?
Saturday, February 22nd at 11 p.m.
11 p.m.? You might be able to make that.
11 p.m., yeah.
You've got like a month to ask off.
Yeah. So I should be able to do it.
So... come to that, or else you can...
Oh, fuck off.
Yep, okay, I wanted to try that, yeah. It didn't feel as good as I wanted it to.
Anyway, Phoenix?
Bye-bye! Now the computer can do it.
Do yours.
Now you've been
replaced. I did pick a good one, though, didn't I?
Yeah, it's a very good one. Bye-bye!
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Fracas. We know there are a lot of shows on the web, and we are so glad you took the time to listen to ours. Thanks to Carter Spilliards, Phoenix Arola, and Shannon Widener for helping to write and produce each episode. Please consider giving us a 5-star rating wherever it is you listen. It really does help get the word out about the show. You can follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Film Fracas. Once again, thanks for listening, and we can't wait for you to hear our next episode.